Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Domino's in Japan has an option.
Fish? Maybe some fish on your pizza besides anchovies?
Halloween roulette pizza.
Ooh.
One of the slices on the pizza spiked with ghost pepper.
Oh, no. You don't know.
No, thank you.
Yeah, the ghost pepper gummies that Petey tried last week.
Yeah, but you'll know immediately when you bite into that.
I like the bit, though. Now, I wouldn't do it here, but I mean, if you're a bunch of people getting some pizza, make sure everybody's an adult. All of a sudden, like the four-year-old gets it.
and
his face burns off.
Have the chocolate milk standing by.
And you can't tell, right?
No.
I can't tell even by sniffing.
No, because it's a liquid.
Oh, it's
and
a liquid.
And they just kind of drop the liquid on there.
You bite,
sneaky.
You bite. One slice.
Yeah, you got no idea.
They should do that in the U.S. And if you order it, you order it. You can't bitch, right?
Right.
You didn't tell us that. Well, you order Halloween.
Right.
I like the bit.
The Halloween roulette pizza. Yeah.
Now, if you do that at home when you have friends over and you're making pizza, that's a fun bit.
That would be a fun bit.
Make just sure don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
There's one slice in there.
Somebody's really going to be pissed at you, though.
Unless they all agree to play the game.
No, I don't think you tell them. If they're grown people, show up at your house, do it. I mean, you're messing with people. I get it, but do it.
Well, it's like when you go out for sushi, you know, and they, every now and again they'll hide just that little piece of wasabi underneath the meat. You don't know that it's there, and then all of a sudden it just kicks you.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the consequences of the ghost pepper
are much worse than wasabi.
Oh, yeah.
Right? As far as wasabi goes away after the bomb in your brain.
Surprise, still a surprise.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It comes and goes.
Most people are going to eat that and all of a sudden just spit out this nasty chunk of pizza. They're still going to have it in their system, though.
Oh, yeah. That ghost pepper stuff lingers.
Right.
It's too late by the time you realize it.
And then the person that gets it at your party is going to be the one that bitches the most. Your luck is going to be turned. The whole party's going to go upside down. You shouldn't have done that.
Like that ghost pepper candy you gave us. Petey and I chewed on that.
Petey knew what he was eating.
Yeah. But we chewed on it for maybe five or six seconds.
I didn't say, Petey, try this candy and mess with him, you know.
And we were done.
Yeah, chewed on it for a while. If your friends are like...
Somebody's going to be a prick about it.
Yeah, if your friends are going to ruin the party, I would just get new friends.
So would I.
Because if they're going to be a biatch like that,
then somebody's going to be a biatch, right.
Yeah, peace out.
Yeah, but if they're your friends, they should know that you're capable of that.
Well, you better be just dudes then, or just or some cool chicks too, because somebody's going to eat that and going to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm not saying it's a nice thing to do.
No,
I'm just saying
it'd
be funny.
No.
Oh, I'm saying it's kind of a dick thing to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not dangerous,
but around
it's just hot as hell. You know?
Around the right crowd of friends, you could get away with it.
Right.
No, there's a chance somebody could throw up.
Or somebody's just going to be nastily and just overly pissed. That wasn't cool, dude. You know when you do something, mess with somebody, that wasn't cool, dude, and they leave, and then they're mad at you for weeks. Or somebody's wife eats it, and he's going to act like he's mad because...
Right. Dude, her herpes are flaring up, man. You can't give her spicy food.
That's not what he should yell out.
Sorry, honey.
They can see it.
Is that a common side effect?
I don't know. He just threw it. It was on her lip.
Yeah, I don't know.
The ghost pepper will make your hairpiece flare up.
Hairpiece.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you had some open sores, that would make it all that much worse.
The face scabs
one
would
slice,
burn a
one slice.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, those Japanese are wacky.
Here's the problem, though. I'm sure I'd end up eating it because I eat more than one slice. Most people do. You have to have just everybody gets one slice, like the Russian roulette, basically. They're not calling it that, right?
No, it's Halloween roulette.
Yeah, it's Halloween roulette. Thorntie say that a psychotherapist, 43-year-old Viking fan from Minnetonka, Johanna Lee Lamb, charged a gentleman $200 an hour for therapy and then made him have sexual intercourse with her.
So where's the problem?
Prostitution?
No.
What she look like?
If I remember correctly, she looked all right.
Well,
it's been a while.
He just
Lam is L-A-M-M.
Yeah, I got it. And yep, you do that.
Well, I've never been to therapy. But I'd consider this.
Yeah, this could be her method.
The 43-year-old Ms. Lam.
I'll bang it out of you.
Reportedly spent between about 8 months taking advantage of the gentleman after he visited her clinic. She was actually the one that called police to say that this unnamed man had sexually assaulted her. She claimed the man would say that they were having a consensual affair. Police officers spoke to the man, who said that he and Ms. Lam had been having a consensual affair, a sexual relationship over several months. He also handed over his phone to the police, and that's where they got her. That contained text messages and audio recordings that are said to back up his claims, according to Fox 9. She was subsequently charged with felony criminal sexual conduct.
Is your therapist a chick, Todd?
I have two.
Okay.
Saying that the sex occurred during the psychotherapy session.
One's a dude, one's a woman.
She's looking at criminal action because her unnamed alleged victim has been described as a, quote, vulnerable adult.
Oh, well.
End quote. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, a lot of times we assume that's somebody that's incapacitated in some sort.
Pictures
right?
are up.
Okay.
By the Minnesota Department of Human Services, they are the ones that say the victim is a vulnerable adult. During a police interview, she is said to have admitted having a consensual sexual relationship
too,
with
nice.
The man. And then she withdrew her claims that she'd been sexually assaulted. She's currently in jail looking at up to 15 years. Her website says that during sessions, she will listen with compassion and offer observations, insights, or just reflective silence.
Or bone you.
$200 a throw, it ain't bad.
Especially if insurance is taking care of it.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about the insurance right. part. Yeah.
Mine's just a $30 copay.
I need five.
There you go. That's worth the price of admission.
I need five visits this week. I'm feeling a little down.
I had a friend.
And by town.
Can we schedule something after a sandwich? Yeah.
But I had a friend.
Another one?
In another town I lived in who was going to see a therapist, and they ended up hooking up. And he was not.
If you do that, though, you lose your career, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well,
yeah,
that
right.
or you have to break off the professional relationship
right.
before
yeah.
you have the personal right. relationship.
But no, that didn't happen.
With who?
They didn't. It was still a quote unquote professional relationship.
Well, yeah, you gotta find a new therapist then, too.
Well, I think he did.
Yeah. When did you start boning her? Well, you're vulnerable in those situations. You probably can get a little too close to somebody like that, spilling your guts, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then she took advantage of the dude. And we're very easily taken advantage of.
Yes.
In sexual situations.
With hot women.
We don't trust ourselves.
I'm sure there's a lot of therapists that get involved with their clients.
I don't know about a lot, because a lot of them probably take it more seriously than that. And they don't ever
well, yeah,
go
I'm
there.
I'm going to say most are pros, but right. There are some that right. that violate.
I can see how
there are some. I wouldn't say a lot.
I can see how it would be easy to have that happen
right.
in that situation.
Oh, very easily. But I think a lot of people. But they go. You're the only patient. They have a lot of patients.
Sure.
So that you fall in love with them is no big deal. They get that. They're going to fall in love with me because I'm the guy listening or the chick listening.
It's kind of like a personal.
We need
trainer.
Therapists to check in on that.
You know, you're in kind of an intimate situation with people.
Well, you are. They're just listening to you. You're just the next guy spilling his guts.
Yeah, but you're also...
Most of people are just tired of it. Okay,
you're also the total package, so she's going to fall in love
I'm
with
just
you.
Saying, I don't think most of them do it. I think probably happens.
Right. I bet you that's a situation where things happen, too. A personal trainer, and well, he is her client.
Well, I remember it's funny, I heard two personal trainers talking once at the gym. They were kind of right near me, both younger dudes. And this is a couple years ago, and I heard one guy talking. They were talking loud enough where I could just hear him. And he said, yeah, I started hanging out with her, you know. And the other dude said, dude, you can't do that. He goes, I know, I shouldn't have done that. So I think they even have there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not as a little different working out than therapists.
No, but they're still...
They can't get arrested for banging some girl they're teaching to do sit-ups.
There's still a code of conduct among them.
Well, I'm sure there is, because they lose their clients that way if you start banging them all.
But in both situations, you're in a very close personal relationship.
Well, and that one is a physical one. They've been all over you and stuff like that.
And I could see how it'd be easy to, you know, just kind of go over
the edge. But one is a hell of a lot more... wrong with your profession.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
Absolutely.
Mental one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're teaching some chick to do lats, and then you bang her, wah. You know?
Yeah, you're not going to lose your trainer's license.
No, you're not going to lose your trainer's license. That's what I meant. You're right. You might get a reputation.
Right. You might get a bad Yelp review.
Yeah. And we'll take those calls.
Well, and you might lose your gig at whatever gym you're at.
Sure.
It might be company policy.
Right.
They might not allow you access to that gym
Don't
anymore.
Bang the housewife. Damn it.
Don't bang the client.